Have we been recording?
Okay. Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
Is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Episode 5. So, as always, we're going to go kind of through our highlights of the episode and what we think about it. In this episode, all the women get back safe and sound from Milwaukee. And we start off this episode on a little bit of a heavy note. So we learn that while waiting at the airport, Lisa and Bronwyn were chit-chatting. A photo of Gwen, Bronwyn's daughter, popped up at some point, and Lisa went, "Oh my gosh, she looks just like you." And she said, "Oh no. She looks just like her father." And showed Lisa a photo of the father who, is not in the picture. And Lisa goes, "Oh my God, I know them. I know the family. I used to know him. I know them very well." And we find out that, it's very much an estranged relationship. She got pregnant in university, super young. I think she was 18 or 19 years old. So, and she really wasn't, and the daughter wasn't accepted by the family in any way. And so dad wasn't in the picture at all. And then he ended up dying, passing away. I'm not really sure when, at what point in Gwen's life he passed.
When she was about two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So very, very
So very
soon.
quick, very soon after, right?
Very recent after the birth, then,
Yeah.
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 This was just, overall, it's a super heartbreaking
Yeah.
story. It kind of changed my opinion on Bronwyn, but before I get too much into it, I want to get, your guys's take on this.
Go ahead, Spice.
I still think she's a bitch, but I feel really bad for what she went through, and I did, my heart did break for her. I mean, that sounded awful. Didn't that sound awful? I still think she's a bitch because I don't want to say it changed my mind.
Well, I
But
liked
no,
her from the beginning,
I
so
know you did,
I stand my ground even more now,
no,
right?
yeah, no, and I'm the jury's still out as far as how she treats people. We'll see that later, but that still doesn't what's the word I want to use here? It still doesn't
Put her in a good light for you.
no. I want to say something good about her. It's just because of the even putting that aside and how she treated other people, I feel horrible for what she went through because they're to me they're two separate things, like her and her personal life and her family, and obviously her daughter is her number one. And having this happen to her, to Bronwyn specifically, it's not right. I mean, her basically from what I got from that story too was that his parents didn't accept her because basically they thought she was a hoe, right? And
I don't know if I don't sorry, I'm gonna jump in there. Sorry. I don't know. Like my impression, sorry, I don't think that they thought that she was a hoe. I think that it was unexpected because of their Mormon background or whatever. But like, 'cause her dad was also like a very
that's so
important.
nice. I'm going to jump in here. They
Oh.
100% thought she was a hoe.
They
They
totally
really
did.
thought that, yeah, no, there was no kindness, nothing. It like the way she was telling the story, there was no sympathy towards her. It wasn't really the boyfriend. And she even said this, the boyfriend didn't really get any of the blame. The parents looked directly at Bronwyn and were like, "This is your fault, you hoe."
Yeah. And that's why, like, I mean, no one should go through that. So, like, as
No.
far as like that, then that's a terrible thing for her to go through at such a young age. So
For
yeah,
sure.
my heart breaks for her for that and
Yeah.
for what she went through. And then I guess after that too, kind of what do you do with those feelings when the man that you were pregnant with and had this child with all of a sudden died suddenly? So you what do you do with that, right? Like, so like,
Yeah.
there's a lot of different layers to this. So yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. Well, I misunderstood that then. Maybe I just looked at it differently, but yeah, very sad. Her story is very sad. I still like her. I don't think, like, I don't know. I don't know. I like her. But yeah, very sad story, really, to hear the background and of what she went through, and pretty shitty.
Well, yeah, I mean, this whole situation is it's just terrible for a young girl to go through that, and then to be so young and raising a child, and then so not only having to go to his parents and go to them and feel ashamed, they didn't necessarily make her feel any better about it, right? She went in there and she felt worse than going in. She realized, okay, hey, I'm not gonna do this with this guy. This is over. Like, obviously, his parents want me to just go away for a se semester and give up my baby for adoption. So I'm just doing this on my own. Then she had to go and tell her own family, and her father was had some sort of position within the temple. So not only having to go to his family and feel that shame, but then go to her own family, and I'm not sure how they reacted to it. I don't think they were super pleased, she said. But obviously, they're still in the picture, and they did embrace her and the daughter, thank God. But still, it's a terrible situation to go through. And like Spice was saying, there's just so many layers of it that as a young woman, like going through all that, being 18, 19, you're a kid yourself, like imagine that, all those issues she would have had to go through with this. It's terrible. And my God, you know what? She was saying she's barely ever really even shown the daughter or her husband pictures of the father. But she shows it to Lisa, and of course, Lisa knows the family. Like, if you were Bronwyn there, oh my God. And you're telling the whole story to Lisa, you must feel like, oh my God, what have I done? I've just said it to Big Mouth Lisa. Now everyone's gonna know, everyone's gonna talk about it. Now it's on the show. Like, you're only five episodes in, and now everybody knows about this, which sounds like she wasn't super public about it. With her
But
husband.
that was the only picture she had of him. That's why she only showed her that picture, right?
Well, that's just with the daughter. She only showed the daughter the one picture. I mean, with Lisa, she was saying, oh, I can't even believe I showed Lisa the photo. That doesn't really have anything to do with it. It was just like, imagine that. They must have just been chit-chatting, and then, oh fuck, Lisa knows him, and she knows him really well. And in Lisa's mind, she's really close with the family. She's like, they're a wonderful, wonderful family. Like, I can't believe this happened, and it was them. Like, I'm shocked by it. And then Lisa actually speaks with the grandmother, so the baby daddy's mother, and tells her, like, hey, like, I know, like, I'm close friends with Bronwyn, who is mother to your grandchild, and basically makes this connection with them. And the grandparents reach out to Bronwyn and say, we'd like to meet Gwen. We're ready to meet Gwen. So Bronwyn tells Gwen and gives her a few days to think about it. So ultimately, Gwen decides. There was some verbiage in the text message that kind of turned her off, and it was something along the lines of like, "Oh, we're ready to meet Gwen if she's at a point in her life that she's ready to accept us, or something like that." Correct me if I'm wrong.
It was, I don't think it was accept us. It was more like if she like basically didn't like, it's like kind of a don't ask, don't tell. That's what I got from that verbiage was don't ask, don't like, you know what I mean? Like, don't judge us. And whatever it was, it was kind of weird. Instead of just saying, we'd love to meet you, let's have dinner or what, or, let's get together or whatever. It could have stopped at that, but there was that added bit that was just kind of, you're right. It was kind of off-putting.
Yeah, it was along the lines of if you're ready to accept. It was along that lines. I can't remember the exact wording, but
But it was
yeah,
something
really
kind of
stupid,
strange.
really
And
strange.
given the whole 18 years of her life, they had to come into her life and take care of her, and even just when she was first born, The father of Bronwyn reached out to them and said, "Hey, you've got a granddaughter. If you'd like to meet her, let us know. We'd love for you to be part of the life, of her life." And Bronwyn said she's still waiting for a response to that. But even with the son dying, they
But
never
he
thought
wasn't, sorry,
about.
I don't know
Wait,
if I
let me finish.
misunderstood.
Just let me finish
Yeah,
my
go
thought
ahead.
here. Even with the son passing away, they never reached out to Bronwyn. Like, wouldn't you want to feel like a connection to your son? And like, okay, why don't I go talk to my grandchild? Like, okay, this was a mistake. 2 years later, you literally have his blood on the planet, and you don't even want to reach out. Like, I just think how terrible. And Bronwyn said something. And this is my last piece, and then I'll let you go. Not so nice, but how terrible that what really broke my heart in this whole story was Bronwyn was saying, Gwen is the only person in this whole situation who had no say. She wasn't able to make any decisions, but she's the one who ends up being the most hurt by everyone else's decisions.
Yeah, that was awful. She's the innocent. She's the innocent one in this whole thing. Absolutely.
Heartbreaking, just
Yeah.
totally
Very
heartbreaking.
sad. Very sad. Seems like a very good kid too.
Anyway, go ahead, not so nice.
So sorry, I'm gonna not really say much because I'm a little bit confused because I didn't think the dad was in her life at all. Like he chose to follow what his family said. So I'm going to go back and rewatch that, to be
The dad
honest.
is not the baby daddy.
Yeah,
He's not in the life at all.
he
Was
wasn't.
not at
He,
all.
no, was not at
Bronwyn's
all.
father is the
Yes.
one who reached out to the parents and said the
No,
baby was.
they both did. They approached them together,
It
right? And
was.
they told them about the
Okay,
situation.
no.
They told
No,
them
but
about the
after the baby was
situation.
born, after the
After this
baby
is
was born,
totally different. This is
No, I think it
Bronwyn's
was,
father.
yeah. I'm gonna go back and watch it.
No, so this is something separate. Bronwyn and the baby daddy approached the family together and they told them. That's when Bronwyn, they were like, "You slut, da 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 da." After that point, she had no contact with the father.
Okay.
Done.
Yeah,
What I
that's
was talking about in the last, a couple of minutes, Bronwyn's father, her father,
so the
reached out
grandpa.
to the baby daddy's parents and said,
Yes, the
"Hey,
the
baby."
grandfather. Yes.
Yeah, so
And still
Bronwyn's
no
father.
response.
And no response. So that was the only like contact she's really had
Yeah.
with the
Sorry, I thought you were saying the baby daddy, because
no.
there was nothing.
No. They were done after they approached his parents.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I didn't realize that you were talking about the
All good.
Bronwyn's dad.
All
Yeah.
good.
Okay, I'm clear on that then.
Yeah, no, it was really sad. And the way that Bronwyn handled it with her daughter,
Yes.
no, I don't have kids. Like, so like it's hard for me to say, but just from what I like or like, but I do have feelings and I do have empathy. And the thing is, she handled that like she handled this whole situation, not just the conversation with her daughter, but this whole situation with Grace. And yeah, she
Amazingly.
was really good.
Amazing
She
Grace,
was
yeah.
really good.
Yeah,
Yeah. No,
100%.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely pulled at my heartstrings a couple of times this episode. Yeah, and then you have to even I think she was really fair in wanting the daughter like to pick whatever path she chose. But
Doesn't want to push her.
even in her confessional, she's like, I understand, if they have a relationship, it's gonna hurt me a lot. Just because of the way she was treated
Yeah, exactly.
and everything,
Exactly.
but she's not trying to push Gwen in one way or the other. She's letting her make her own decision, which I think is nice.
And they had plenty of time to change their heart and attempt to make amends.
And they didn't.
Especially
And they
after he
didn't.
died, especially after their son died. Like
I know
what the
that
heck?
was my
They didn't.
point.
Like
That
how
was my
much
point. Like,
How fucking cold can you be? People can give you all the information that you need to make the right fucking choice, and then it's in your fucking ball court. And at a certain point, it's like, you know what? Fuck off then. You don't come when things like are, yeah, you just don't. Not at
Well, you know
that point.
what? Not so nice. I haven't even met these people. But it seems to me that they are kind of like that. They just come when it's convenient for them,
Yeah,
or they want
100%.
to, or they feel like it
100%.
looks good for them. Oh, now Bronwyn's on
100%.
HBO. We'll meet
Yeah.
him now. Fuck
Yeah,
off.
100%. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, no kidding.
But you know what? Because they didn't say that, because that's the same thought that I thought, is just the fact that it's on the show and it's public now. So now they want to come running around. But for me, it was her daughter, Bronwyn's daughter, and Gwen. When she was the one asking the really good questions, like why now? I've been here. They could
They
have
woke
asked
up
at any
every
time.
fucking morning. They woke
Yeah.
up every fucking morning for 18 years,
Yeah.
knowing where she was, knowing how to make fucking contact. Fuck you now. But I get, like, Bronwyn wants her to, you
She wants
know,
to know what happened with her dad and who he was. So I get,
what
like,
he
she's
was,
got
right? But,
questions,
and hopefully he
right?
was good, that it's, you know what I mean? Like, worth it, right?
You know what? I've been in situations, not personally, but I had someone that I had worked with that had not to belabor the issue, but she'd given up a baby for adoption, and the reunion, I was there. It didn't, like, it wasn't like in the movies, and that things were wonderful, and it was awkward, and they chose never to speak to each other again, which was really heartbreaking. Like, for me, it was heartbreaking. So, like, these things of the heart, and sometimes, like, situations become, they remain unresolved, and it's not always like, oh well, we're gonna live happily ever after and we're all gonna love each other and it's all gonna be great. No, it doesn't happen that way. And I, like I said, I've seen it myself, or I've witnessed it myself. But I hope that whatever path Gwen chooses, that that she's okay with it in the end. Like, you make, like, because it's a tough one.
No
Yeah.
kidding. And I hope they don't air it on TV.
Me too.
Yeah, I
Let
hope
them
so
do
too.
that. Yeah.
I hope so too.
I don't think they will. I don't, probably these grandparents don't want to be on TV. They just want to look good. That's kind of the impression that I got.
Oh yeah, exactly. I can't believe that. It's just a terrible story. Poor Bronwyn and poor Gwen. Awful.
Let's talk about Brittany and Jared.
Yeah.
Right here, no.
Let's do it. Okay, so later on in the episode we see Brittany. She gets love bombed by Jared. And then shortly after she gets gaslit. So when she's away in Milwaukee, he sends her all these flowers and a little stuffed unicorn and a little card going on and on about how she's his bestie. And she decides, oh fuck, like I better hear this guy out. This is like my Prince Charming. Look at all this stuff he sent me. Look at this, look at that. And so she goes to meet him over, a little charcuterie board. And he's sitting there and he just totally gaslights her the whole time, going on and on about, I've given you everything that, I can. And she's like, yeah, but you know what? You call me your bestie and I want to feel like I'm your girlfriend. You hold my hand and then a hot girl walks by and you drop my hand, like you're not fully committing to me. And if you want to continue this, this is what I need from you. Like if you want this so bad. And I think he just goes, I've given you everything I can. I don't
You
know
know
what else
what?
you want.
Can I just jump in there for a sec? I hate
Yeah.
this guy, and I know
So do
hate's a
I.
strong word. I know hate's a strong word, but the thing is he's, and Brittany, again, we've talked about this, that she's maybe not the smartest person out there,
Yeah.
and she can be manipulated very easily. But
And
like this
that's what
guy,
he's doing.
oh, totally. And you know what the main issue was, and they didn't even talk about that, was that he messaged Angie's brow girl and wanted to meet with her. And he made it seem like, well, you know, you're sharing my private, you know, you're talking about our private stuff and, you know, you're showing our messages. And it's like, are you kidding me here, bucko? Like, that's what I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna call him bucko because he really fucking upset me. And like, he's so slimy.
Yeah,
And
he is.
oh, I just wanted to scream at when I was watching the show at him because I like that type of personality. He's such an asshole. He totally is, and he doesn't even care. Anyways, sorry, that was a big rant there about me not
Yeah. You
liking
know
him.
what? One of the other things too that they should have talked about or more about, but he was just manipulating the whole conversation. He was all mad at Brittany, like, what the hell, Brittany? You know, you go silent on me, da 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 da. She didn't answer him for like maybe like a few hours. That's it. He was like ignoring her calls and this and that, and like she just didn't respond for a little bit, and that's an issue here. Like, no,
Yeah, good
like, don't we
point.
have to just live and breathe Jared? No, let the poor girl, like, you don't even call her your girlfriend, and you want her to just be ready to respond to you within 6 minutes every time you message her? Like, I don't think so.
Like, how old is he? Like 50? Like or almost 50? Like, fuck off. Like, come on. Like, get your
Exactly.
shit together.
Like,
Oh my God.
wake up, buckle.
Yeah,
Wake
exactly,
up,
bucko.
Bucky.
I don't think Sugar gets the reference. Do you get the reference about Bucko?
Who's Bucko?
Buck, okay, that I didn't think so. Maybe that's what I didn't even realize that. But there's a show in the 70s, 80s called Happy Days. Maybe you've heard of that.
I have heard of it. I've never watched
Okay, and Richie Cunningham got into a fight, and I can't remember who the fight was with, and he
it.
was gonna get all heated with this guy, and he goes, "Listen, listen here, bucko."
Buckle.
That was the worst that he could say about the guy. So that's kind of what I was referencing.
Because he wasn't a bad word user.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't use bad words. He
Well,
just
nobody
said,
did in Happy Days, but
oh, that was his way of saying, like, listen here,
"Yeah,
fucker. Okay,
listen,
buckle.
yeah." Like, it
Okay.
was buckle
Because it's based in the 50s, right? 50s, 60s, the show, right?
So yeah, that's just where the reference came from.
There we go. Learn something new every day. All right. Any more on Jared and Brittany?
No, he's just weird.
He's a creep. Yeah,
He's
total.
kind of the Louis of Salt Lake City.
Good point. Good one.
A
You're right.
little bit more toned down so far, but I'll just look at him as the creep like Louis, but in Salt Lake.
That's awesome.
Or, as Lisa calls him, a D-list Osmond. So we also have a very interesting scene in this episode, and this was just classic Salt Lake City, dumbest bit of information that we've received so far. You know, they're always so obsessed with people like running accounts and talking bad about them and this and that. And like at the end of the day, you're in the public eye. You're always gonna have people making shit up about you, talking bad about you, and pulling your skeletons out of your closet. Like, you're a celebrity, you're on Bravo, you're on a reality show. It's going to happen. But still, every time it does, like, they just make such a big deal of it. And what I'm referring to in this episode is, you know, going back to Whitney's jewelry collection. Right now, the going rumor is she takes all of her, you know, pieces from Alibaba and she resells them, you know, for a huge markup. You know, she's buying them for a dollar and she's selling it for, you know, 70 US dollars. Like, it's crazy. She, you know, clarifies, no, this isn't happening. Like, you know, all of my stuff, it comes from, you know, it's curated by this and that and da da blah blah blah. Whatever, we don't need to get into it. But what she decides, the brilliant mind of Whitney, she says, how am I going to get to the bottom of this? Am I going to hire, a cryptographer, a tech guy, cybersecurity, this, that, to kind of track it down, or just, maybe a PR specialist that can release something about, my pieces? No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask my podcaster friend to put his sleuthing skills to the test and go and DM the account and ask, "Who are you? What do you want?" Genius. And so this podcaster asks the account, "Hey, who are you?" And the account says, "Oh, well, wouldn't you like to know? Why don't you ask me some questions?" He says, "Well, are you in Whitney's friend group?" And the account says, "Yes, I am." It was, "Well, do you run a beauty lab?" No, I do not." "Okay, well, do you run this?" No, I do not." "Well, do you run that?" No, I do not." "Well, do you own a tequila company?" "Why, yes, I do. Yes, I, because of course, Lisa Barlow is going to open up an account and then play this little game with an account to reveal who she is." Like, it's the stupidest thing ever. It obviously, it's someone fucking with them. Like, really, at the end of the day, and Whitney takes this and just fucking rolls with it. She's like, "Justin, I cannot believe Lisa Barlow, like, she just admitted it. Oh my God, this is fucked up, Justin." Like, it's just like, how dumb can you possibly be that, like, you're just gonna take this DM? It's someone fucking with you, Whitney. Like, really? What did you guys think of this? Because I thought this was like just like the most painful scene to like watch her be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this. Good job. Good job, podcasting friend."
I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah, go for it, Spice, because I'm feeling something different. Go ahead.
No, I, you know what? I did. I didn't. I didn't. I didn't get that take from the sleuthing. So maybe, like, maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to have to go
Yeah,
back and
I
look.
didn't get that either because I now I got to go watch it again
Because
because,
I thought it was someone else. I didn't think it
yes.
was her contacting Lisa Bar, like that
No,
it was Lisa
no,
Barlow that
no,
created the account.
no, no. It
Even
would, yeah, because that
though I
would be
know
ridiculous.
it's
Yeah.
stupid, like
Like
even though I know it's ridiculous,
Sugar just said, yeah, it would be ridiculous, right?
it's the stupidest shit I've ever
No,
heard.
but I was under the understanding, like, and I don't know if this is where you were going, Spice. Sorry, I'm jumping in like an
No,
idiot.
go ahead.
But I was under the impression that Whitney was talking with her podcast friend who had somebody who said that they knew who it was spreading these
Yes.
rumors. And the podcast friend said, "Well, can you tell me who it is?" And they said, "No, I cannot, but you can ask me questions." And so her smart podcast friend said, "Well, do they have a jewelry line?" "No, they
Yes,
don't."
that's
"Well,
what I
do they
thought, yeah.
have a candle line or whatever?" "No." "Well, do they have like a liquor license?" "Yes, they do." "Oh, well, it's Lisa because she's the only one that I have as a friend who has a liquor license." That's what I got. Sorry, I don't know. I've got a couple things like that
Guys, even
different.
if it was that, no, it was he was talking directly to the account.
Oh, he
Stupid.
was, regardless, he was stupid. It was, I
Yeah,
think
it
we're all
was stupid.
like
very
stupidest,
fake.
stupidest shit. And I like just watching Whitney like just like eat into it.
Eating it up, yeah.
You know who I bet you it is? It's fucking Monica. I bet you it's fucking Monica being like, "This would be really fucking hilarious if I did this." Like, one, why would the account say, "Oh yeah, I'm in the friend group. Oh yeah, I have a li I have a tequila company." Like, it. Stupidest shit ever. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I
Anyway,
agree.
yeah, that pissed me off in the episode. Just like, fuck, you're such a moron.
Either
Anyway,
way, it's stupid.
so I'm Team Lisa, and so is Heather, apparently. Heather, she really got on board with Lisa this episode. They went to that little spa place, that Himalayan room, Himalayan salt room. And later on in the episode, you know, they're all hanging out, and Brittany, it kind of Lisa gets brought up because Brittany says, you know, I'm pretty pissed at you, Lisa. You know, me and Jared would have never broken up if it hadn't been for you, you know, trying to convince me to. Lisa's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm trying to empower you. I'm trying to get you away from this fucking weirdo. And Brittany, like, we can all kind of see it. She's like a very fragile person, or I don't think fragile is the word for her, but like, you know,
Naive.
naive. Yeah, like she just wants to be loved. This guy is love bombing her and taking it away and totally manipulating her. So she's like just totally vulnerable to him. And then after that last encounter they have, you know, she feels like I fucked this up. How am I gonna get him back? Da 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 da. Fuck you, Lisa. You're the one who started this. Heather kind
You
of
ruined my shitty relationship.
you ruined my shitty relationship with this asshole.
So now he can't fuck me over anymore, you idiot.
God. Now I can't. Who's gonna gaslight me now? And then Heather kind of goes to defend Lisa, and Mary kind of kicks in. And Mary, like, now she's like totally anti-Heather. She was saying, like, you leave like a trail of lies everywhere you go, Heather. Da 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 da. So, and you know what's really funny about Heather? Every single season, she kind of picks one of the women to really like latch on to. You know, we saw it, you know, in the very first season with Whitney. Then we saw it, she was totally on board with what was her name? Jen.
Jen.
Jen, the one who went to jail,
Yeah,
right?
Jen. Yeah,
Okay,
Jen.
with her, totally. She defended her to the end. Jen gave her a black eye. She didn't say anything for two seasons. And then now, you know, she's kind of latched on to Lisa. And Mary's kind of calling in. So now Mary's kind of fed up with Heather. So we'll see what happens with this. Could just be something, you know, Mary having a bad day. Maybe she's got some gas and she's a little cranky. Or, you know, it could turn into something else, but we'll just have to wait and see. What did you guys make of this scene?
Go ahead, Spice.
Oh no. I thought the same thing. Like, yeah, she's totally switched teams now, and she's on Team Heather. I don't know, again, the background, because I haven't watched the seasons before, but I think Mary's very entertaining.
Yeah, she is. She's
I know, I love
fucking entertaining. I love it
yeah.
about her.
Me too,
But
especially
at
when
the
she said
end, sorry, go ahead.
that. So when she said to Angie that she smelled like onions,
No,
is funny.
but she's,
Yeah.
even with Heather, when she said at the end to Heather, I'm not coming from a bad, like, I'm just telling you, this is what you do. So she was like just pointing out clearly how she is, right?
Yeah.
But not in a bad or mean, like, not trying to do it in a mean way. It's just that's what she is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. All right. Anything else from this episode?
Nope, good.
All right. We're good
Yeah.
now, so nice.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, our golden question. These are very adventurous ladies. They go to hip hop classes, beer tours, drag shows, zip lining, bobblehead museums, and many, many more. You know, so for this week's golden question, what activity would you take these ladies on and why?
Ooh, someone's gonna have to start, not me. I have to think about this.
What activity?
You know what I would take them on? I would take them on like a volunteer thing. I would make them go to like the soup kitchen or like an
Yeah,
animal
good one.
free
They need
between
that.
soup and stuff like that.
They
Because
need that.
these women, they preach that, oh my God, they're women of God. They go to church, they're religious, they're this, they're that, they're good people. Or, you know, I don't know, but I just think it would be so funny because I really don't think any of these women have actually ever done anything like that. Even, you know, as moms, cleaning diapers and stuff like that. I think that's the dirtiest I've ever gotten. So I think it'd be really funny to see them like at the horse stables shoveling up some
Shit.
manure or cleaning up the dog cages or going and volunteering
Yeah, that would be a good one.
at the soup kitchen. Mary, could you imagine Mary there? Trying to help. Oh, this is couture. This is couture. Don't spill on me. Like it would be funny. And that's the whole reason why. That's my why. I just think it would give me a good laugh. But probably humble them a little too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you would hope it would.
Yeah.
I like your
I don't know.
activity. I like your activity
Yeah, I do too.
the best.
There's nothing
Can't
that
have
can
it.
top
That's mine.
that.
I got nothing.
Nope, neither do I, unfortunately. Unless I take them to eat donkey cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's what you could do.
Yeah.
So
And
not so late
the reason
yesterday.
why is I'd like to see Mary up next to a stinky donkey. That's why. That'd be kind of funny.
The reason why not so nice not spice
Oh.
that is because she visited a donkey farm yesterday. And we found out that donkey cheese and donkey milk is some of the most expensive in the world, but she didn't try any. They were too stinky for her, fair enough. But Spice, how much did you say those the donkey cheeses?
$1,300 a kilo in the
Jesus.
US. Yeah.
Holy shit.
So yeah, that's the beluga of, I guess, cheeses. I don't know. I'm not saying just because it costs a lot doesn't mean it tastes good. Let's
Yeah,
be real,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yeah,
So
fair.
yeah.
I think it's more of a supply and demand thing.
Yeah, it takes, well, you don't think of people milking a donkey. That's probably why it takes like I don't know how many liters to make like a bit of cheese. That's the reason why, is because donkeys don't produce a lot of milk. You take a big fucking buffalo and you put it against a
Yeah, fair
donkey.
enough.
Yeah.
All right, not so nice. What activity are you taking them on?
Fuck, I got nothing.
Well, you got to think of
What
something.
activity would I take them on? I have no idea what I mean. Those were both better than anything I can think of, but especially the soup kitchens and
Oh,
like
soup
something
kitchen's
like
awesome.
that. Like something like you said, volunteering, like doing stuff for others, right?
What about would you make them go walk the dogs for you?
No. That would be too easy for them.
Would you make them take your mom on a bunch of appointments and go grocery shopping?
I wouldn't trust them with her.
I wouldn't trust them with her.
No. I think
Hard
that's a
ass.
bad idea, sugar.
Make them go on the walk-a-thon. I don't know. I'm trying to
Yeah.
feed you hints here.
Yeah, I know. But the only thing I can go back to is what you said, like volunteering, doing some good for the
Well, it
world or
doesn't
for
have to
people.
be that. The only reason why I put that is yes, it is good for the world, but more because I don't think that they actually do stuff like that. Even though they, are religious and XYZ.
Yeah.
I don't think that they've ever, gone to the soup kitchen or something like that. Which I have. If anyone is listening and being like, "Well, fuck you, sugar. What the hell?" I have done that before, and I've volunteered at pet shelters and stuff like that, and it's hard work, and that's why I'm saying it. But the reason really why I'm saying it is because I think it would be very funny watching them actually be like, "Oh my God, we have to do this." Like actually putting them to work kind of a thing. But there's lots of other things you can think of.
Yeah.
You could think of more funny things or more fun things too.
Well,
It just can't take time.
maybe needing to survive for a weekend with a $50 budget.
Oh,
That's a good one.
that is a good
And
one.
like food and board too.
No, bored, no, because I mean, you can't throw that in, like, as part of
Oh, they
it.
would all find a
Like,
guy to just pay for their dinner. They're bored too. Make it difficult. You know how many guys they probably like, look at all the these women, they look great. You know, they'd be like, "Hey, cutie, pay for me. Thanks, doll."
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
you got
mean,
the board too.
I'd probably just really, to be honest, I'd go for the fucking hip hop class with them. Because I don't really give a fuck. I just like to do that myself. So it's like, okay, let's do that. Why? Because I like dancing. I don't know.
All right, but yours was the survive on $50 for the weekend.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right, any last minute fun activities you want to take these ladies on or force them to go on?
Nope, I think I'm
No,
good.
I'm good too.
Cool. You know what I thought was quite funny with the zip lining? Mary was like, "Oh, I love zip lining. I do it anywhere.
But she had her eyes closed the
Any
whole fucking time.
anytime I have the chance, I go zip lining. I've done it in the Bahamas. I did it on his Disney cruise." It's like she's so funny.
She is funny. I like her.
Me too. Well, it's been a slice. This is sugar.
This is spice. I was going to say slice when you said that.
And not so nice.
Thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.